Welcome back, Astro fans, to Space Punks, episode number 5. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about Mars and how NASA just released some information stating that there is flowing water on the red planet. How freaking cool is that? The MRO, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, has detected signatures of hydrated minerals on slopes where mysterious streaks are seen on the red planet. Now, these darkest streaks ebb and flow over time. They darken and appear to flow down steep slopes during warm seasons and then fade in cooler seasons. They appear in several locations on Mars. When temperatures are above minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit and disappear at colder times. NASA's lead scientist for the Mars Exploration Program in Washington said that it took them multiple spacecrafts and several years to solve the mystery of flowing water on Mars. Considering that the surface is cold and a desert planet, it was highly unlikely that there was water on it. And when most people think about water on Mars, they think about frozen water, water ice, things like that. But not anymore. We have briny water on Mars. If you'd like to see pictures of the slopes that they're talking about, you can either go to our website at spaceindustrynews.com or you can go directly to nasa.gov because they'll always have the most up-to-date science information. And you're probably thinking, there's water? There could be life there. So NASA is going to study this more thoroughly, and they have better opportunities in the future because now they know where to look for life specifically because they know that there's one building block there at least. And John M. Grunsfeld, he's NASA's Associate Administrator for Science, said that there's a high probability that the rover in 2020 that's going to Mars will be carrying scientific instruments that could help to find actual life on Mars. That's only 5 years away. That's pretty cool. And we're not talking about water on Mars from 100,000 years ago or a million years ago. We're talking about water on Mars that's present today, recently, within days. Now, all of this has been happening for a while, and in 2011, Dr. McEwen discovered photos that the orbiter saw some dark streaks descending along slopes of craters, canyons, and mountains, and the streaks lengthened during the summertime and faded as temperatures cooled, then reappeared the next year. These streaks are named RSL, standing for Recurrent Slope Linnae, and there are many thousands of them. When I first heard this news, I thought, hey, why don't we just send our rovers over there because they're already up there. They can go over the water. They can probably take a sample or something and do some scientific experimentation, but that's not the case. Now, our rovers that are up there right now have not been sterilized properly to go get samples, so we're going to have to wait till 2020, which is all right. That doesn't mean that our rovers can't get close to observe. So the Curiosity rover could possibly go towards one of these RSLs in a couple years and make observations, and then we can get a little bit more scientific data so we can get our rovers to a proper place in the 2020s. But that's still up for debate. Dr. Green of NASA said that Curiosity could possibly go within 20 meters of an RSL and zap it with a laser. And they can learn about the details of the rocks in that area. And it might be considered not contaminated by that point because it would have 7 to 10 years of light radiation, sun radiation, that might have sterilized the rover. So we're going to have to see. So we answered a big question. NASA answered a huge question. Is there running water on Mars? Yes, there is. And it opened up the doors for more questions, which is great for science. Now, that is it for today. I hope you all went out last night and saw the blood moon eclipse. And I want you to keep your eyes and ears open at nasa.gov and spaceindustrynews.com for more information about Mars and the possibility of life in this watery world. This is William Walden for Space Punks, brought to you by SpaceIndustryNews.com. And remember that your only limit is your imagination.